It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business. Switch things up.
As Caribbean governments ponder who next will issue a central bank digital currency, the topic is likely to be a hot potato when Americans vote for a new president in more than a year's time. Good day, and welcome to another edition of Blockchain Business, where money, finance, technology, and jobs are among the topics we bring to Barbadians. Our sponsor and partner today is Flow. A central bank digital currency is essentially a digital national currency operated by a central bank, which potentially may increase trade and business and bring more unbanked or citizens without bank accounts into the world of finance. Sounds like a great idea, you would think. The governor of Florida and a presidential hopeful, Ron DeSantis, is pushing for a ban on a central bank digital currency in Florida, as well as the other 49 states and District of Columbia. He regards a CBDC as somewhat evil, an invasion of personal privacy by government, whose use may include preventing the ordinary citizen from having access to the money on their savings account or restricting the use of certain services. If he has his way, the Chinese version of a central bank digital currency, the yuan, would also never be used or accepted in the United States. Governor DeSantis wants a law passed in his crypto-friendly state which would ban the adoption of a CBDC. And he seems to have some support on both sides of the political divide. The Bahamas, Jamaican and Organization of Eastern Caribbean States central banks have launched a central bank digital currency. And like Nigeria, they are all struggling to gain public acceptance. The list of issues include public fears of privacy and protection of their information, a shortage of merchants, inadequate explanation and marketing and inadequate public engagement, and use of technology. Merchants need to buy into the service as well as the public. A related matter is the issuance of a national digital identification. In Jamaica, government's efforts at making more services available online with a digital ID was struck down by the courts on grounds that elements infringed the Constitution. In Barbados, a digital national ID is being rolled out amid public concerns over cybercrime and safety of their private information. Estonia has adopted blockchain technology in their digital identification system, which is providing citizens with access to services and a faster turnaround, for example, in payment of taxes and setting up a business. The Estonians are the world leader in implementing a digital ID, which took technical know-how at the leadership level of government, much planning, and the adequate financing to address the security and other public concerns. So, as the new governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, settles into his chair in Bridgetown, it remains to be seen whether a central bank digital currency is on the cards for Barbadians. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much, much more, Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.